Today is Thursday, and that's the day that we read from your emails.
And we'll start with reaction to a story from our reporter in Baghdad, Lourdes Garcia Navarro. She profiled an Iraqi man who collects unclaimed bodies from the morgue and buries them.
Bob Nicholson of Florence, Alabama writes, "Thank you. By whatever name we call him, the man in the story is doing God's work by showing respect and reverence to all."
Gerald Berg of Columbus, Ohio writes that he was deeply touched by the report. "The man's attitude that all the bodies are worthy of respect as human beings seems rare in many parts of today's world, and I would like to encourage it."
On to praise for Melissa's quest for wok hay, the breath of a wok.
"I met food writer Grace Young in New York's Chinatown, and together we bought and seasoned a new wok in search of elusive wok hay, the prized taste a well-tuned wok gives to food."
Alan Chesney of Chattanooga enjoyed the story. He writes, "I had the good fortune of having a Chinese-American suite mate in college. He would take us down to a little restaurant in Chinatown in Philadelphia, where the owner would cook up fabulous meals, some of the best I've ever had. I learned then that you should have a well-seasoned wok, and have owned and used one ever since. Non-stick, forget it."
Our discussion of the Goyle foil roiled listener Jennifer McMullen of Birmingham, Alabama.
The Goyle foil involves Raghubir Goyle, who's the editor-publisher, the entire editorial staff, in fact, of the India Globe, a small circulation newspaper. He is a member of the White House press corps, and he can be counted on to ask a question about India, Pakistan, or Kashmir. That makes him a convenient outlet for White House press secretaries who are looking to escape questions on other issues.
Well, Jennifer McMullen writes, "I'm angry at the tone you took when discussing a journalist who does nothing more than try to find out the news that matters to his readers. You should actually applaud Mr. Goyle and the other foilers for not beating the same dead horse and actually getting news."
We're going to take a minute now for an update on our search for sound. Working with sound designer Randy Tom, we've asked for your tips on unique and evocative noises that you've heard. Sounds Randy Tom might be able to use in films.
Well, you've responded in droves, and Randy Tom is grateful.
Well, first of all, thanks to everybody who called. Thanks to the man in Austin, Texas, with the unworldly sound of the fiberglass boats.
"My name is Zane Baker. I make origami boats out of corrugated plastic. And when you're out in the boats, when they're tipping forward, when a little bit of water gets in the flutes, that is the corrugation of that plastic, it makes this sound like..."
The fellow with the air conditioner at Princeton University that emits a unique noise.
"Hi, my name is Jeff Johnson, and the sound that I'd like to tell you about is ethereal harmonic sound that comes from the air conditioning vents on the third floor of Firestone Library. The sound is sort of..."
The South Carolina kiter.
"This is Travis Cowan, and I have sound of a large foil power kite in 5 miles per hour of wind, a whoosh, like the sound of the air under the wings of a raptor. But it's maintained, so there's nothing but silence in the flow of the air over 10 meters of surface with nothing mechanical because it's a soft-bodied kite."
And thanks to the fellow with the large wooden lathe in Idaho, and the woman who recorded the motorized crane in Ohio, and a tip of the hat to the Rhode Island laser welder. Everybody who shared stories and examples on the phone line, you should know that we heard your messages, and we're logging them and sifting through them. Take some time. And a little later this summer, we'll play some of the most intriguing messages we received on the air. But for now, we want you to keep telling us about sounds that happen in the real world around you that you think might be useful in movies. They may be sounds made by the weather, by animals, by machines. But the main thing is that they have some kind of emotional component to them. They have to be sounds that make you feel a certain way.
That's Oscar-winning sound designer Randy Tom. If you are aware of a sound that you want to bring to his attention and ours, call this number, 202-408-9576. Randy Tom will explain more to you on the phone, or you can go to Search for Sound at our website, npr.org. We'll present some of the sounds on the air, along with the stories behind them, in a few weeks.
And a reminder that we want to hear what you think about our program. And there is a new way to contact us. Go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us. As always, please tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.